वीरिंचोपि तथा चक्र्यं वर्षशतं तपः आत्मन्यात्मानमाविश्य तथाः भगवानजः. The greatly learned sage Maitreya said, O Vidura, Brahma thus engaged himself in penances for 100 celestial years, as advised by the personality of Godhead, and applied himself in devotional service to the Lord. Purport by Srila Prabhupada, that Brahma engaged himself for the personality of Godhead Narayan means that he engaged himself in the service of the Lord. That is the highest penance one can perform for any number of years. There is no retirement from such service, which is eternal and ever encouraging. Maitreya Uvacha, Virinchopi Tatha Chakre, Divyam Varsha Shatam Tapaha, Atmanyatma Nama Vishya, Jathaha Bhagavan Ajaha. The greatly learned sage Maitreya said, O Vidura, Brahma thus engaged himself in penances for 100 celestial years, as advised by the personality of Godhead, and applied himself in devotional service to the Lord. So, jathaha bhagavan ajah. Jathaha, the way the Lord advised him. So, Krishna advises us that manmana bhagavan bhakto majjaji manmanushka. Think of me, become my devotee, offer obeisances unto me, worship unto me. So these are the direct instruction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And when we act according to those instructions, we benefit. Anyway, I can say, how many devotees are sitting outside? About, come, Murari, come in. Just make room for them. And some Matajis are also sitting outside, starting from Mohini Priya. She is already almost sitting on the, neither inside nor outside. So, what is the advantage? When we act according to Krishna's instruction, then Krishna becomes pleased. And when Krishna becomes pleased, then he actually provides us with all the facilities. And that is what is called to be empowered. It's something like becoming a servant of a very rich person, very influential person. Like, he has so much resources that when his servant wants to do something, he provides him with all the facilities. So initially we saw Brahma was very much perturbed. Brahma was in anxiety. How am I going to accomplish this mission? It's such a difficult mission. Consider Brahma's situation. He is alone in the universe. There is nobody around, and here he has to actually create the universe. Krishna has created, Mahavishnu and Garbhodakshayi Vishnu has just created the just the shell of the universe. The shell of the universe had been created. Then Garbhodaksha Mahavishnu's breathing caused the shell of the universe, just a bubble. All hollow inside, empty inside. Then he expanded himself into Garbhodaksha Vishnu and he filled up half the universe with water from his body. Therefore, it is called Garbha Ocean and filled with Shvedabali, sweat. Because it came from his body, just like we sweat, it was his sweat. But his sweat filled up the whole half of the universe. This way we can see how powerful the Supreme Personality of Godhead is. Ja karanarnava jale bhajatisma yoga nidram ananta jagadanda saroma kupa. Jagadanda saroma kupa. From his roma kupa. Roma kupa means from his the pores of his body. The way we have hairs coming from our body. There is pores in Mahavishnu's body also. And the universes are generating from his Rom Kupa, pores of his body. So we can well imagine how great he is. And then, Sahya Jastas Kala Vishesha. That Mahavishnu is Krishna's Kala, not an expansion, not Amsa. Amsa is Mahavishnu. So we can well imagine how great Krishna is. Of course, there is no difference between Mahavishnu and Krishna. But we also have to understand that Mahavishnu is not Krishna himself. He is his expansions of his expansions, Kala, Kala Vishesha. So, that Mahavishnu, just by breathing, created the shells of the universe. And here we have to understand that Mahavishnu or Garbhodaksha Vishnu, even the Vishnu Tattvas, do not get directly involved. Even the Vishnus, although they are involved in creation of the material nature, therefore they are Vishnu. Why Vishnu is there? Because of the creation of the material nature, the Lord expands as Vishnu. So that Vishnu doesn't get directly involved with the creation of the material nature. He doesn't have anything to do with the material nature. Why? Because the material nature is external energy. External energy. Therefore, he doesn't get directly involved. His business is only with his internal potency. The spiritual sky is where he is active. In the material nature, he is not active. He is just lying. He is lying and breathing. That's about all he is doing. He is lying in the ocean, in the causal ocean, Karana, Samudra, and as he is breathing, the universes are just generated, just from his breathing. And he is lying down. Lying down means not actively involved, inactive. And then he expands as Garbhodaksha Vishnu. There also what he is doing? Lying down in the Garbha Ocean, on the bed of Anantashesha. And then again he expands as Kshirodaksha Vishnu. In the universe, there is one region, there is an ocean of milk, and in that milk ocean, there is an island called Shvetadvip, and there he is also lying down as Kshirodaksha Vishnu. All are Shai, lying down. Karanodakshayi, Gargodakshayi, Shirodhuk Shai. Shai, lying down. That means not active, not actively involved. And the activities in this material nature is executed by first Lord Brahma and then different other living entities came. And in this creation, Brahma actually had been in the universe, Brahma had been assigned with this very important responsibility. Krishna is not involved, Vishnu is not involved. Brahma is assigned with the responsibility. And Brahma was wondering, how am I going to execute this job? It's not an easy thing. Like, it's something like, you have to build if somebody gives you an assignment, you build a city. There is a vacant, barren piece of land, and you build a city, and you are just alone. How will you feel about that responsibility? And not only that, you don't have any resources. You are alone, you don't have any money, you don't have any manpower, you don't have any technical support. What are you going to do there? So, Jadaha Bhagavan Aja, but the Lord has instructed Brahma that you just depend upon me. I will arrange everything. And so Brahma just accepted that instruction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he didn't immediately get into action. He rather waited for 100 years, meditating upon the Lord, rendering service unto the Lord, internally. So, Bhaktosi me sakha cheti rahasyam hi etad uttamam. So those who are devotees of the Lord, those who depend upon the Lord bestows His mercy upon them, just as He did to Arjuna. Arjuna also was faced with a very, very difficult task. Of course, Arjuna was not worried about that difficulty, because he was a Kshatriya. The Kshatriya spirit is, I'm going to kill everybody. His concern was, how can I kill my grandfather? How can I kill my teacher? How can I kill my relatives and friends? That was his concern. He was not afraid that how am I going to win the battle. He was confident, I will win the battle. That is a Kshatriya spirit. Kshatriya never thinks that he will lose. He always thinks, I'm going to win. And in course of his battle, he may even die. He is prepared for that. Either I will win, or I will die. And either way, there is no loss. If you win, Krishna told Arjuna, bhokshashi mahim, you will enjoy the earth planet. And if you die in this battle, then you will go to the heavenly planet. So what's the loss? So for a Kshatriya there is no loss. If he wins, he will enjoy the kingdom. If he loses, that means if he dies, then he'll be elevated to heavenly planet. But a devotee situation is even greater than that. A devotee never loses. A devotee never loses. Because Krishna is with him. Therefore, we should be very careful that we always side with Krishna and never go against Krishna. Side with Krishna and you will win. Side with Krishna, depend upon Krishna, you'll be successful. Come in, there'll be space. Devotees are very generous. They'll always make room for everybody who comes. So that is how a devotee always is successful, because he depends upon Krishna. So here we can say Brahma didn't immediately get into action. Oh, I have been assigned with a responsibility, so let me just start off my work. Rather, Brahma took the time to prepare himself. Now that's another thing. An intelligent person prepares himself properly. A less intelligent person, a foolish person, he rushes into it without preparation. So an intelligent thing to do is just prepare. And what's the best way to prepare? Here we are seeing. Brahma prepared. What is the expression? Divvang Varsha Shatam. Not just 100 years, but Divva Varsha Shatam. Celestial years. What is the duration of celestial years? The duration of celestial years is like one day is 6 months according to our calculation. 1 year is the day and night. But Brahma's calculation, 1 day is 1,000 chaturyugas. I mean, 1 day is 1,000 divayugas, chaturyugas. So, in this way we can see that Brahma took the time to prepare himself. And what's the best way to prepare? The best way to prepare is to please the Lord. Not depend on our own ability, but depend upon the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So all that will be explained gradually. But the point is, that is the intelligent thing to do. Depend upon Krishna. Prepare yourself for devotional service. And Krishna provides. Just as I was giving the example, the servant of a rich man wants to do something for his master. Will he? Will the servant have any difficulty? No. The master can provide him with all the facilities. So when we speak, what to speak of when we are serving the most influential, most powerful and most opulent personality, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We find nowadays people are so keen to get a job. That means they want to become engaged, which means they want to become a servant of an influential person, a rich person. The companies, different companies are owned by rich people. And the richer the person, bigger the company, and more prestigious is the job. People become so proud when they say that, I work for IBM. I work for Microsoft. I work for Rolls Royce. So when they work for some big company, they feel so proud. Why? Because they big means they are more influential, they are more powerful, they are more wealthy. And now of course all of them got bankrupt. But if that is the consideration, then who is the most opulent? Who is the most opulent? Krishna. Lakshmi Sahasra Sata Sambrama Shedvimanam. Sahasra Sata, hundreds and thousands of Lakshmis are serving him all the time with great awe and reverence. Sambrama Shedvimanam. Shedvimanam, engaged in serving. With Sambrama. Sambrama means awe and reverence, great respect. So one Lakshmi provides all the wealth of one universe. Not only one universe, Lakshmi is actually providing all the opulences of all the... One Lakshmi is providing all the wealth of the entire creation. Entire creation. And hundreds and thousands of Lakshmis are serving Krishna with great awe and reverence. So we can see how resourceful Krishna is, how opulent Krishna is. He may be just playing and flute and dancing with the gopis in the forest of Vrindavan, but hundreds and thousands of Lakshmis are reverentially waiting to serve him, constantly serving. So when Lakshmi Devi sees that we are sincerely trying to serve Krishna, she'll be pleased with this opportunity. Oh, here is some opportunity to do something for my Lord. So this is how devotees are facilitated. Therefore, devotees never become perturbed by difficulties. Difficulties will come and go. But they remain fixed in their commitment to serve the lotus feet of the Lord. We have seen with Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada got the assignment from his spiritual master. That means he got the assignment from Krishna. Prabhupada didn't think that this is the instruction of my spiritual master, not from Krishna. Spiritual master's instruction, a good disciple considers that this is the instruction from Krishna, because spiritual master is the Vaya medium. And Prabhupada just took that instruction to his heart. The instruction was spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. And you can see Prabhupada was endeavoring for 44 years. Prabhupada just kept on endeavoring. Prabhupada didn't give up. He was just continuing. Difficulties came. So many difficulties. His family life was finished. People came, cheated him. Prabhupada was completely unperturbed. He just carried on. You all know, at least those of you who have watched Abhaycharan, you have seen the struggle of Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada was distributing magazines back. He was, whatever little money he had, he was printing back to Godhead in English. And he himself was going out distributing. Nobody was there to assist him. He himself was going out distributing. And in the heat of daily summer, Prabhupada fainted. Still Prabhupada didn't give up. And this is another instruction of his spiritual master. If you ever have money, print books. Whatever little money he could collect, he could gather. With that he was not able to print books, but he was just printing magazines. And the magazines also, just a few pages, white, black and white printing and white pages. And he was distributing them. But those magazines were carrying the most powerful message. Unfortunately, people are not intelligent enough to recognize Srila Prabhupada's mission and understand Srila Prabhupada's message. Hardly anyone bought those magazines. And even if they bought the magazines, they barely read the magazines. Even if they read the magazine, they didn't understand the message. If they did, then it would have been another history. Then finally Prabhupada go to America. That also after such a lot of struggle. Sumati Morarji, the chairperson of Scindia Steam Navigation Company, steamship company, she didn't want to let Prabhupada go. Swamiji, what will you do in America? He's 70 years old. Why do you want to go to America? What will he do in America? Who will listen to your message? What will you eat there? There's no vegetarian food in America. Sumati Maharaji tried to convince Srila Prabhupada that he give up his... But Prabhupada was determined. My Guru Maharaj asked me to do it, so let's give it a try. Let's see what happens. And in this way Srila Prabhupada goes there, and then we see. Yes. And what happened is a history today. And one of the most glorious histories on this planet. In 10 years' time, spreading Krishna consciousness all over the world. In all the major cities of the world. So many thousands of followers. So many temples, so many books. And not only books, they are translated into so many different languages. And they are distributed in millions. In just 10 years' time. And this is how Krishna actually helps his devotee. Krishna makes the impossible possible. The secret is become his devotee. Become his devotee. Surrender unto him, depend upon him, and then we'll see. You surrender unto him, depend upon him, and sincerely try to serve him. And everything will happen. Everything will happen. Because Krishna's potency is inconceivable. Krishna can empower anybody. That means Krishna can make anybody do anything. If Krishna wants, he can make an ant hold the universe. Is it impossible for Krishna? Because again, the ant is not functioning with his own potency. Krishna is actually acting through that ant. And that is the meaning of the word being empowered. So that's what actually happened to Brahma. He was empowered. And the result is such wonderful achievement. And Brahma always maintained a very humble attitude. Brahma never thought, oh, I have done that. I have done this. It's only less intelligent people who think that way. They become proud. I have done this. But then what happens? All of a sudden he loses everything. And that is called Punar Mushika Bhava. You know the story of the mouse and the sage? A mouse came to a van. My mouse was being chased by a cat. And the mouse ran and came to a sage who was meditating in the forest. So the sage saw the mouse. Mouse was afraid, and the sage thought that let me help this mouse. So the cat was chasing. So he asked the mouse, what happened? He said, well, look at that cat, he's chasing me. I'm so afraid. Sage said, okay, become a dog. So now the dog is not afraid of the cat. But then after a while, the dog came running. Sage asked, what happened? The wolf is chasing me. Okay, you become a lion. So the wolf won't chase you. But when he became a lion, then he wanted to eat the sage. Then sage said, Punar Mushika Bhava, become a mouse again. So we should never become proud of our achievements. We should always maintain a very humble disposition, knowing well that whatever I have been able to do is simply due to Krishna's mercy. And if I remain engaged in Krishna's service properly, he will engage me in various other services. And rendering service unto Krishna is the ultimate perfection of our existence. We are simply, our position is like that of a puppet in the hands of a puppeteer. So who is the puppeteer? The supreme puppet here is Krishna. And if we can become puppets in his hand, then Krishna will make us dance. Just as Prabhupada wrote that when he reached America, Prabhupada wrote, Nachao, Nachao, Prabhu, Nachao, Shrimati. Kashtir Puttali Yatha, Nachao, Shrimati. My Lord, please make me dance, make me dance. Make me dance as a puppet made of wood. The puppets are generally made of wood. Let me become a puppet in your hand. And you make me dance in whichever way you want. So that is the meaning of becoming a devotee. Not depending on our own ability, not depending on our own resources, but depend upon Krishna. And although the resources may appear to be ours, and the means and ability may appear to be ours, but remember that they are actually Krishna's. Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Premanande Hari. Does anybody have any question?
I have three questions. First one is
only three.
You said that Brahma didn't immediately start creating, but he prepared by meditating on the Lord. So like even Prabhupada was a preparation for a lifetime. So two parts of the same question is that how do we exactly prepare and to do something big for Srila Prabhupada?
Yes,
and how do we know if we are actually progressing in the right direction while we prepare?
Yeah, prepare in the sense you carry on doing, you carry on rendering a service and just wait for the Lord's mercy. Not that jump into a big project, but just start off in a small way and the Lord will reveal his plans. That is the preparation. Second one.
Brahma, when he created, he had a vision, like obviously, because he knew what he wanted to create, how he should create. And even Prabhupada had a vision of his own. So how does one develop a vision for the future, in proper kind of vision?
Yes, the vision actually has been given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for us. Every town and village, all over the world. That is the vision. Now how far we can do towards accomplishing that is depending upon our ability and means. Meaning, how Krishna wants to engage us. Our goal should be fixed. Let Krishna consciousness spread all over the world in every town and village. But when I am here, let me see how much I can do towards that.
Then Guru Maharaj, even though that vision has been given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when someone tries to serve, then even within that service, should he not have a vision for that, say, for the next 10 years? Say, like, you know, senior sannyasis, if one had a vision for their projects or something like that, so should one not have a vision for oneself?
Yeah, so instead of developing your vision, get tuned into the vision of your authorities. Like that is the way to do it. Be tuned into the authority. Not do things separate from the authority. Then what will happen? It may not be conducive, or it may create disturbance. If everybody starts to have his vision, then there won't be any discord.
Brahma meditated for 100 celestial years. So if it is according to the calculation of the demigods, then 100 years of the demigods is like, say, one mantara, which is like 1/14th of a day of Brahma. So which is like around approximately 1.5 to 2 hours.
Yeah.
So is it that, I mean, according to his own calculation, can be estimated for 1 or 2 hours?
Yeah, that's true. Well, even then it's a long time. Anshul, any point, any question from...
From Guru Varanga Guru.
Yeah.
If this movement represents Mahaprabhu, when will he provide the budget for spreading his movement?
Isn't he providing? Mahaprabhu had been providing. Only when he saw that some of us were misusing it, squandering it, wasting it, then he cut the supply. Right. Because Krishna will provide, during Prabhupada's time we saw. Right. Krishna gave everything. But then, when he saw that we are squandering that budget, then he retracted the budget. Now when he sees that we are sincerely trying to do something, then he will provide. Not only budget, but unlimited budget. But the thing is, the unlimited budget will be supplied for unlimited amount of achievement. Is it all right, Guru Gauranga? That's the only question? Okay. Yes, Radha Pyari. What's that?
Where is ocean of milk?
Where is the ocean of milk? Yeah, there is an ocean of milk. There is a, you see, there are 7 islands and 7 seas. And the outer one is a salt water. And then we are in this Ilavrita Varsha, which is known as Earth planet. So there is a milk ocean, and in milk ocean there is a Shweta Deep. Right?
And Guru, yesterday you explained that this all must follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But what actually means following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? I mean, we should be more attached to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because initially some devotees, means all different devotees have different inclinations. Means like somebody is more attached to Balaram or Krishna or Radharani or Nityananda Prabhu. So what it means is more attached to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu?
More attached to Chaitanya, actually there is non-difference. When you are attached to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then you are also attached to Nityananda Prabhu. When you are attached to Nityananda Prabhu, you are also attached to Advaita Acharya Prabhu. When you are attached to Advaita Acharya Prabhu, you are also attached to Gadadhar Pandit Prabhu. When you are attached to Gadadhar Pandit Prabhu, you are also attached to Srivas Thakur. And you are attached to all gold of Bhaktavrinda. Right? So it's not that you become attached to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and averse to Nityananda. No. It's, they're all, rather our business is to go, be attached to Dasa, Anudasa, Dasa. Not the Lord, but His servants, servants, servants. So ultimately you become, the first step to begin with is become attached to the devotees who are around you. So to be attached to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu means to be attached to the devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who are around you. To think that, well, I'll be attached to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and not to the devotees, that is also a stage, but that is called Kanishtha stage, neophyte stage. I accept Krishna and I am the only devotee and others are all nonsense. That is not the right understanding. That's a neophyte understanding. The advanced understanding is recognizing those who are devotees. Those who are chanting, following the regulative principles, rendering service. We have to recognize that they are the devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Yes, Bhutta Bhavana.
Thank you for wonderful class. I was just wondering, how do we, you mentioned that we should endeavor to render service to Krishna, and that Krishna will arrange that in his life, if he pleases with us. How do we know we're pleasing Krishna in our endeavor?
Well, when Krishna is pleased, that manifestation of his pleasure will be manifested through his devotees. Devotees are pleased. Krishna's devotees are pleased. That's the external consideration. And internal consideration is that we'll see that our intensity to serve is increasing. It's not that our heart will become content, no. Our heart will become filled of anxiety. But the intensity to serve will increase. The more you accept this service, the more you'll be in anxiety. Once I told Prabhupada, I was in so much anxiety. I was telling him about one service that I was rendering. I was so much in anxiety. Let me see. Yeah. I told Prabhupada I was so afraid because it was a direct service to Srila Prabhupada. And the day before, Prabhupada was upset with me. So the next day when I was serving that, rendering that service to Prabhupada, and then I saw that Prabhupada was okay. Prabhupada was not upset. So I asked Prabhupada whether it was alright. Prabhupada said, yes, today it was alright. Then I admitted, Prabhupada, I was so much in anxiety and I was so afraid. And Prabhupada said, yes, when you are serving your spiritual master, you should be afraid and you should be in anxiety. So devotional service means anxiety. And that anxiety intensifies our attitude to serve. Yes, Chandrasekhar.
Regarding the point you made, Guru Maharaj, about Krishna providing so much when Srila Prabhupada was on the planet, it seems like Krishna provided through the incredible austerity and efforts and utter surrender of Srila Prabhupada's disciples, who collected so much lakshmi at the cost of so much sweat and whatever. An endeavor which could not be maintained, which would not maintain at that intensity for long. And secondly, one can see that for many of them, their lives, even though so much lakshmi was coming toward the movement, their individual lives were extremely austere. So a doubtful soul may question, well, so much lakshmi was coming, but at the same time, indeed, the devotees themselves were living such incredibly austere lives.
Yeah, well, when you see after Prabhupada, after Prabhupada's disappearance, actually the wealth came even more. But because they were not properly situated, the leaders started having spiritual difficulties. And that is the time, and we can say that that is what was actually started to cause the difficulty. And the thing is, as I also, you know, it's not that devotees have to be austere, at least I don't believe in that. My point is, why should a rich man's son be poverty stricken? Why a rich man's servant be poverty stricken. You see, a rich man is very rich, indulging in all kinds of wealth and opulence, and his servant living in a hut tent. What does a person expect from his servant? He wants service. Like if a person has two servants, one person is extremely austere, doesn't eat, doesn't sleep, and doesn't also render any service. And another servant, he serves very nicely. He eats a lot. And he sleeps also reasonably. Now, the master will be pleased with which one? The service is the main consideration. Austerity in Krishna consciousness, austerity is not an important factor. At least, that's what I learned from Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada didn't want the devotees to be austere in that way. When Prabhupada himself was not eating for months, he used to send me to the kitchen, devotee prasad, and find out how the prasad was for the devotees. And when I reported to Srila Prabhupada that the prasad was not very nice, he called the temple president and chastised him. Why the prasad? And then Prabhupada told me, make sure that the devotees get nice prasad. He said, that's the only sense gratification they have. And mind you, that Prabhupada was saying when he didn't eat anything for about 2.5 months. And that's why I also tell everybody, make sure the devotees get nice prasad. Swami? Yeah. Swami?
Maharaj, Krishna provides facilities through Maya means. So our mind is set on that means through that Krishna provides facilities.
Okay. Still, meditate upon Krishna, not on the don't meditate on the means. Right? You get the point. Yes, the money will come, but maybe the man is sending you the money, the money is coming from the bank. But is it really coming from the bank? Will the bank give you money? No. Because somebody authorized it, who has a bank account and the money there, he will. The bank will give you the money. So if you have to will you meditate on the person or will you meditate on the bank? Bank clerk. So don't meditate on the means. Meditate upon the source. Yes, sir.
About the anxiety, one should be anxious when rendering service. I can understand when one is to be anxious that whatever service you render is done perfectly to please the spiritual master. That I can understand. But the other anxiety, when things don't go well when you render service, it causes stress and it affects one's grounding and peace of mind in the service. So how can that be a
service? Yeah, the thing is that the anxiety should be there in order to motivate you to pray to Krishna and depend upon Krishna. Yeah. Not that unnecessary anxiety. The unnecessary anxiety, as they say, that anyway, being worried, just being anxious is not going to take you anywhere. So, rather, if there is anxiety, what the anxiety is for? Your inability. Then what do? It depends upon Krishna. Pray to Krishna. Krishna, I am in this situation, I don't know what's going to happen. But I know one thing, that all I can do is try my best. But the success or failure is up to you. You decide. We don't even pray for success. Our prayer is, success and failure is up to you. If you want me to be a failure, fine. But I am happy that I have been able to render some service. And hopefully that pleased you. So that is a devotee's prayer. Yes.
Go back to this question from Rishikesh Prabhu. How do we know what kind of achievements are in line with Krishna's vision?
What kind of achievements?
Are in line with Krishna's vision.
Yeah, you verify it with your authorities. If you have, first of all, devotional service is not rendered whimsically or independently. Devotional service is rendered in as directed by the authority. We don't decide what we want to do. We decide, we rather go according to what our authorities are asking us to do. Like Prabhupada did not decide that he is going to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. But he took up that instruction as his life and soul because it came from his spiritual master. So that is the way to understand what Krishna wants us to do. Our authority, our spiritual master or our temple authorities or our senior leaders, they will suggest that do this and accordingly we act. Then it becomes devotional service. Rishikesh, how are you faring now that you are all by yourself at home? I was asking Shyama Gauri the other day, who is cooking, and she told me that, well, you are cooking yourself. Anyway, they are happy, Shyama Gauri and Purna are happy, so happy that they don't want to leave Ujjain now. Okay. Any other question? Thank you very much. So, I hope everybody had a very nice Gaur Purnima celebration. And those who came from outside, I hope your stay was nice and pleasant and comfortable. And please come again. And those who are here, thank you very much for helping us organizing the festival so nicely. Thank you very, very much.